One of the biggest stories for me this year is one that brought the college sports world to its knees.
This is a case about a sexual predator accused of using his position within the community and the university to prey on numerous young boys for more than a decade.
Former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky charged with sexually abusing boys, and word that others knew about the alleged abuse. At least one incident witnessed by a grad student who went to school officials, administrators, who State Attorney General Linda Kelly said
likely allowed a child predator to continue to victimize children for many, many years.
Penn State's athletic director and VP charged with failure to report the alleged abuse and of lying in the grand jury investigation. And the next day at Penn State, I remember standing outside Beaver Stadium, the house that Paterno built, thinking, what about Joe Paterno? And why didn't he go to police? I could feel the overwhelming tension building on campus, the sense that something big was coming. And hours later, it did.
Effective immediately, Dr. Spanier is no longer president of the university. In addition, Joe Paterno is no longer the head football coach, effective immediately.
The Board of Trustees insisting it was the best move for the university. Reaction from students and Penn State alumni was immediate.
It's a terrible situation, but he should have done more.
He shouldn't be kicked off like this. It's so unfair that he got fired like this.
It's been a crazy couple days for a lot of Penn State alumni.
And we knew, based on what we were seeing that day on social networking sites, that if true, if Paterno was gone, that the riots would also come. Downtown State College was chaos. Students toppled street poles, broke windows, and flipped a TV news van on its side. And I remember thinking, why didn't the university announce the firing of Joe Pa early the next morning instead of late at night, when thousands vowing to riot waited outside Penn State's administrative building? As for the man behind all this, Jerry Sandusky told NBC,
I enjoy young people. I love to be around them. I'm not sexually attracted to young boys.
But he was again arrested and charged with sexually abusing two more victims, one who claims he screamed for help while being abused in Sandusky's basement and that Sandusky's wife never came to help. There are so many layers to this story, from the horrific abuse, allegations, and suffering, long careers and reputations and ruins, a college football franchise that some say was protected at all costs, even at the expense of children. The story is months, maybe even years, from being over. And if the allegations are true, it raises the question, are other schools putting big-time sports ahead of protecting children? Jeff Manosso, Fox News Radio.